from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to it. Thank you for clicking download, all of the above.
I've got an idea for a podcast episode next week.
Oh, yeah?
A bit of a standalone, not a show-based podcast, but something else that we can bring.
Something we can put forward for a radio award next year.
You love bonus points, frequent flyers, anything like that, right?
Yeah.
Rewards points.
Yeah.
Would you sit down with me?
Yep.
And do a masterclass?
Absolutely.
On how to maximize your rewards points.
For sure.
Because you are juggling cards, you're putting points from this to that, and making sure you spend them by this date. You've got like a chart mapped out. You put more effort into your rewards points than you do this show.
That's a stretch, but yes, I do maximize my credit card points for sure.
Would you do a rewards points masterclass?
Absolutely. I'll share my secrets, yeah. Do you know what? My friends used to call me.
I'm Ellie Chaney, and this is my masterclass.
My friends used to call me, which could actually be the name of the podcast now I think about it.
Was it Archive or Gags or Entertainer? Because you say that your friends used to call you any of those three.
I've had lots of names, not lots of nicknames in my time, but they did used to call me the Coupon Queen.
Coupon Queen, that is what we call the podcast. Maybe we do a three-part podcast series, Coupon Queen. And you teach us, the regular man and woman out there.
It's a savvy way to live. I ain't ashamed of my savviness.
How much are you getting rewards points every year?
Oh, I don't know. I worry that you've overinflated my skill at this because there's people who do it way better than me. I get a few free flights for sure.
Ooh, yeah. A couple of $100.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, so expect that podcast mid next week sometime. We'll pull the strings back here. The Coupon Queen Reward Point Masterclass.
I'll do my best.
Oh, I love it.
Cost of living crisis.
Hey, big show ahead of you, including I don't remember what we did. It's a blur.
Yeah, you know what?
It's
They'll hear it over the next half hour. So
yeah,
just
cool.
Enjoy it. Bye.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Hey, Sunny Coast, got a bit of a weird question for you. 545-11919. Come along with us. It's a bit of a weird one. Let's say it's a hypothetical, okay? But we want to know what you do in this hypothetical.
Okay.
Could be scoring you a double pass to the Lightning versus the Fever in the netball this weekend. Okay, so this is the hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
Your partner has been kidnapped.
Oh, no.
And is being held in a location 30 minutes drive away.
Oh.
Now, you're driving to rescue them.
I feel like the music I'm playing in the background here is a bit too...
Oh, do you want to change it?
Yeah, I feel like I need to make something a bit more hectic. All right.
So your partner's been kidnapped. They're being held in a location half an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to rescue them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're driving. You're on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
It's a warm night and your windows are down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you listen to music on the drive there or not?
That's the question.
That's the question.
That's what we're asking people.
So your partner's been kidnapped. You're on a half an hour drive at night.
Yep.
You got the windows down.
Yep.
It's quite a warm night. Are you playing music?
Are you just cranking some? I want to scream and shout. Why are you driving to get your partner?
Yeah. Vibe you up. Are you hyping yourself up with a bit of music or are you just keeping it nice and silent? What are you doing? 545-11919, a double pass up for grabs to the Lightning versus the Fever this weekend. You can become a member today, sunshinecoastlightning.com.au.
Do we want to know what type of music, if any, people are listening to? You know, like, what are you going to go with?
If you're playing music, sure. Hit us with a couple of songs that you might pump yourself up to.
Yep.
Totally. Or are you, you know, respecting
the situation?
Are you
focused on the job at hand?
100%. We're asking a hypothetical this afternoon. Bit of a crazy one. Your partner is kidnapped and being held in a location 30 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
You find out about this and you're driving late at night to rescue them. It's a warm night and your windows are down in the car. Do you listen to music on the drive over, yes or no?
I've made my decision.
Yeah, so have I.
I'm going half and half. Like I find if I'm like on my way to an MC gig or something and I go through my plan in my head on the way there, right? And I like think it all out and I need silence for that. But then I'm like, all right, cool, I'm good to go.
Oh, so
then
you'd
I'll
be
crank
silent
like a bit of
first
Eminem.
Half.
Yeah, first half.
And then you'd show up playing music.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I'd
right,
just get the adrenaline pumping.
Hit a roll.
Yeah.
Here's a bit of TikTok. Kesha.
Oh, nah, because Kesha's my happy song. It'd be Eminem. Eminem's my pregame netball song.
So 545-11919, Sunny Coast. Jump on. Let us know. Are you playing music or are you not? You'll be going in the draw for these tickets. Let's start off with Jack from Biwa. Welcome to the show, mate.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Good,
hey,
man.
Hey, Jacko. Tell us, what's your answer? Are you playing music or not?
I'm going to have to say yes. I'm going to be playing a few tunes.
Great. What do you reckon you'd be playing?
Number one would be straight onto the Hey Siri, can you play me some Britney Spears, Gimme More?
Can we put that on
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to get that.
Let's
up
put
for
some
you.
Britney Spears on right now. So 545-11919, Sunny Coast.
Oh, you want to play the whole song?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah, we can play the whole song.
Why not?
Well, Jack, are you on your way to rescue your partner from being kidnapped? That's the more important question.
Unfortunately, I'm not, but you're playing some Britney Spears, so it's a good afternoon.
Gee, we've got a Britney fan on
would
the
you
line.
Have, I mean, it's a half-hour drive, Jack. Are you putting Gimme More on repeat, or are you doing Best of Britney, or what's the plan?
I'm hoping that I get there by the time the song finishes, because if my father's in trouble, I don't want to take too long.
Oh, well, it's a four-minute song, so, it's
you
a decent
drive.
You
could do eight or nine replays of it.
Yeah, you get totally. From Rooch Door to Moolbar in that time.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Can I bring up very quickly, just at the top of this hour, I came across somebody on Bumble yesterday that looks exactly like you. I took a screenshot of it. Stacey, she's 29.
Yep.
Have a look at that photo. It's so much like you. She's got the double coffees, one coffee in each hand. Yeah. She's doing your signature dance move. The baggy hoodie, like top.
Yeah, I do
tights,
have that jumper. Yep.
The crappy shoes.
Birkenstocks, they're not crappy. Thank you very much. Stacey looks like a dreamboat. Did you swipe right?
No.
Oh, why?
Well, imagine if we'd matched.
Yeah, well, and then I go on
a date. And then I go on a date with her and everybody goes, that's just Ellie.
Okay.
I wouldn't be able to do that. I have to only go brunettes from now on. That's it. You've ruled out all blondes.
Oh, sorry, Stacey. You missed out on the hot piece of something in front of me.
Sunny Coast before 5 o'clock. You could be joining us at our Origin Watch Party to join Ellie and a hot piece of something to watch the Origin.
Yeah, that could be a Bumble bio.
A hot piece of something.
Yeah, quote Ellie Chaney on the radio. I am a hot piece of something.
You sure are.
Look, it's
sorry, Stacey, if you're listening.
Been said that we reveal too much of ourselves on this radio show. If that wasn't revealing enough, up next.
Yeah. Oh no. We did nude
we
gear
did.
Yesterday.
We're going really close to my butt crack next. Okay, it'll make
show?
Sense, I promise.
What is this
is CFM.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I did say a couple of minutes ago that up next we'd be talking about something that's
I love this show.
Close to my butt crack.
Yeah, look, I don't
should
love
I not,
it today.
Should I not say butt crack too often?
Just
should
your,
I avoid that term?
No, butt crack's fine.
Yeah?
But stop saying, let's get close to my butt crack. Sunny Coast, up next. We're gonna really do a little deep dive. No, we're not, okay? It's gross. Don't know why you're so into it.
This is my 10th year in radio. I think I'm just clutching at straws for content now.
Are you desperate for something new at
this
point?
Yeah, it could be. I've talked about everything, except my butt crack. So.
Well, don't know what we're doing on tomorrow's show because everything will have been done at this point.
I apologise. I'm sure we'll talk about some hard-hitting news later on. But right now, my butt crack.
Our caller of the day prize. Let me bring you right back, Sunny Coast, all right? A little bit less butt crack news. 545-11919. We will be doing a caller of the day double pass to the Lightning versus the Fever in the netball.
You done?
Back to the butt crack.
Okay, cool. So I've been bitten by something.
Is Dan your partner listening to this?
I don't know. If you are,
is he
hi,
the
babe,
one doing the
you.
Biting?
No. I'm thinking it's either a spider or a big old ant.
Jeez.
Has gotten dangerously close to the dark crevice.
I wondered why you were scratching there.
Well,
all
this
day.
Is the thing, right? I was at BFT this morning and I had to tell the trainers because I was like, You're going to notice me scratching my butt.
Yeah, all the time.
And wonder
why. Have
you got worms? Especially because I've got like tight shorts on at the gym.
Have you got worms?
I don't have worms. Well, that's the thing.
You can admit it to me.
It looks like I've got worms because I am. I'm giving my butt a bit of a scratch. And this, it's like kind of on. It's on the edge. It's not right inside.
Is it on the inside of a cheek?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It's
not
it's
on
like
the outside.
The base of the like the thigh.
Okay.
The thigh, the top of the very top of the thigh.
When do you think you got bitten there?
I don't know. Two nights ago it must have been.
Okay.
But it's just appeared. I didn't feel said bite.
Ant bites come up pretty quick.
Yeah.
So you would have felt it like then and there.
It's like the size of a 20-cent coin, this bite.
Oh, yeah, that could
be a
spider.
And it's itchy and it's stuck around for days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that a spider has dared to go where no spider has gone before.
545-11-919, Sunny Coast.
The poor thing.
Save us. I've had enough talking about this.
Are you sure?
You're like a sister to me.
Well, I'm not asking you to picture my butt crack.
You've been talking about it for like 2 minutes. Where'd you get bitten?
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tazzy?
Yes.
I'm thinking a little sea change for E-change. Sea change.
Is that what you're thinking?
Correct.
Yeah.
I think that's in order. I think I want to move to Longreach in outback Queensland.
Okay.
Is that all right with you?
Increase the population from 4 to 5. That'd be awesome. They'd love it.
Well,
it's a boom for the town if you move in.
A friend of mine was telling me about something that a group of people in Longreach are doing that I want to be a part of.
Awesome. What are they doing in Longreach?
Currently, it's nearly June, right? They have been playing, 20 or so friends have been playing a game of month-long tag or tiggy, right?
Yes.
So it starts at the start of May and it finishes midnight on the 31st, 30 days of September, April, June and November. Yeah, 31st of May. And then the person who's it at midnight is the loser.
What rules have they got in place here?
Okay, so you can't get the butcher back,
obviously.
I was
going to say, can't get the butcher back is my first one.
Typical schoolyard you.
Is it everybody in Longreach?
No, well, look, it says it's a big group of 20 or so friends.
Oh, okay. I want everybody to be in.
Right? That's what when I got first heard about this, I was like, that's the whole town. That's amazing. But no, apparently they all know each other, which makes it a little less creepy because some of the big tags, the most memorable tags that have taken place, someone got tagged while they were waiting in emergency with a bad back.
Oh.
One of the players went in, tapped him on the shoulder, said, "You're it." A family's electricity was turned off at the switch box so that the tagger could sneak into the house while it was dark.
Oh, bring it.
And tag them. Another one, someone hid in their friend's ensuite for hours until they returned home from work.
So this ends Friday.
Yeah.
Midnight Friday.
Yeah.
This is
someone
awesome.
Someone will be crowned.
So someone's it at the moment in Longreach.
Yeah.
They've got 2 days to try and pass that on.
Yeah. You can't get your spouse. That's the only other rule.
Yeah.
And you can't get the butcher back. But apart from that, it's fair game. I want
to. What would your strategy be if you were up right now, if you were it, 2 days to go?
Oh, you'd rock up at their workplace and just interrupt whatever their work was doing. You know, like if we were playing right now and someone was trying to tag us.
No, I'm not about that, you see.
What?
I would wait.
What?
You're close enough now where you can rely on they can't get the butcher back.
Oh, to eliminate yourself.
You need to get somebody at about 9 o'clock Friday. So you hold it.
No, that's too risky.
No.
If there's 20 people playing.
Yes.
You get rid of it now.
No,
surely
they're
not going to come straight back.
They might do. Who knows? They might tap their partner. Oh, they can't get their partner.
Yeah, you can't get your partner. No.
I would hold it. If I was up right now, I would hold it until Friday afternoon, Friday night.
Yeah, but
work out where they are.
Surely.
Bang, get them, then hide away. Lock the house and just for 5 hours lock down.
No, do you know what the other 19 should do in that case? They go find a safe house somewhere, all 19 of them.
Ooh.
And lock themselves away. Because you could hide yourself away.
You could. How long would you, would you start locking yourself away now? That's the question.
Depends who had it. If you had it.
What have they got to do if they're up at the end of the.
As in if they lose it, I don't know.
Okay.
They're just a loser. They're just a loser for the whole year because then it starts again in May next year.
Bring
How
it on.
Good is it?
I think next year it'll be big.
You reckon the whole town of Longreach gets involved?
I don't think maybe not the whole town. That's, Longreach, but that's.
Apparently I'm going to be living there by then if this is anything to go by. I'm moving to Longreach.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Let's welcome Big Boss Benny to the show.
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star.
Go get him, Rockstar.
Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
I want to Seriously, it's like you're the third member of the show, the third unwanted member of the show
at
this point in time.
Let's not start on a negative. This is a good thing.
It is actually a really good thing.
Is it?
For once, it's a good thing.
Well,
normally,
I thought I'd give you, yeah.
Normally, Benny comes on, we make fun of you. It's fun, it's good gear, everybody gets a good kick out of it.
Why me?
Well, Ellie, I thought I'd actually give you some feedback live on the show. Fair enough?
Yeah, 100%.
Normally, in fairness, Ellie is a bit over the top sometimes. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
So. Okay. She'll walk around and go, guys, you haven't complimented me today.
I've never once said that.
Do you guys like my brows?
If we compliment anybody else in the building, she'll go, but what about me, guys?
No.
Like, am I also
look at this outfit. Rate me out of 10.
This is complete slander, what is happening right now.
We've complimented other people and you've gone, yeah, but guys, what about me, though?
No.
Yes, you have.
Maybe once as a gag. As a little gag grenade.
Training.
Throwing it out to the boys to see if you catch it.
And then when
it.
I have, she said, you know, look, Ellie, you look lovely today. You're like, stop it. I'm hot. I
know.
What I want to do, though, I just wanted to say, I've noticed that behaviour's kind of started to stop a bit.
I agree. I think since she's bought a house.
Much more humble.
You've grown up a little bit.
Have I?
And I just wanted to say today, Taz and I both noticed it. Mm-hmm. You're not as over the top about it. You're really humble. Caring, even.
Yeah, totally.
Where is this going?
You were very selfish for a long time.
Where is this stitch up?
Whereas now you kind of think about others.
Question, actually, Ellie.
Yeah, it's a question, yeah.
What, before radio, what did you want to do?
Yeah.
What did I want to do before radio?
Yeah.
Be on Neighbours.
You wanted to be on TV?
I want to be on TV.
You thought TV, maybe you're a journo?
I wanted to be an actress.
Did you want to be a journo?
I did do a journalism degree.
Did you?
I thought about it for a second.
How do you think you went?
In my journalism degree, got a distinction, no biggie.
Well, let's have a listen to how she went.
Hello and welcome to The Pilot. My name's Trudy McIntosh.
And I'm Ellie Chaney.
Wait. This is really good stuff. So,
eat my shorts.
No, what have we found,
What have we
Chaney?
Found? Do you want us to play the next bit?
This is...
Oh, this is great stuff. Yeah, go on.
I did a postgraduate broadcasting degree.
Yep.
And this is my television show reel.
It's on your YouTube for everybody to
find. It's public.
Search Ellie Chaney on YouTube right now.
It's only had 118 views. We might boost
that
up. Because there's a little bit in here I want everyone to listen to. And just think about what I said at the start.
About how she's humble and all of that. This is, the old Ellie.
And it's so true. Like, I know what it's like to be really, really ridiculously good-looking.
Do you?
So it speaks, it's quite philosophical.
Okay, that was a Zoolander reference. Zoolander was big at the time.
Did you see her co-host a lot, did you?
Yeah, really?
And it's so true. Like, I know what it's like to be really, really ridiculously good-looking.
Do you?
So it speaks, it's quite philosophical.
So, Sunny Coast, if you've got 4 minutes up your sleeve this afternoon, jump on YouTube, search Ellie Chaney. TV show reel. It's 4 minutes ago.
So, and you know how we're impersonating before? You can hear it there. It's like, it's so true.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
like,
it was a Zoolander reference.
Put it on Insta. Get it out there.
It's a reserve.
And it's so true. Like, I know what it's like to be really, really ridiculously good looking.
Do you?
So it speaks. It's quite philosophical.
Do you?
Shout out to Trudes. That girl has now spent 10 years doing politics at Sky News. So her career really blossomed.
Great. Good to see the pilot.
So
you're sitting here with these. Us two.
Yes.
Really went south for you.
It's 91.9
CFM.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
You ready to bandle, bro?
Let's do it. How this game works, Sunny Coast, is a song is split up into its parts. First one to guess it wins. And the really great part about this is Ellie and I are playing off a website, which means Ellie is playing, I'm playing, you're playing along Sunny Coast as well. So if you want to get involved and you think you know what it is, 545-11919. Today, what we know about it. Was released in 1999. They say it's easy, so we should get it pretty quickly. It's going to be drums, bass, piano, trumpet, and then a voiceover as well. If you think you know what it is, remember 545-11919.
Alrighty, let's do the drum layer to kick things off.
Was that a drum pun? The kick?
Ah, no, it wasn't.
Oh.
Tropical vibe to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, what came out in 1999? That would have been really good if you weren't talking over it.
Yeah, I thought it was finishing.
I am going to guess.
Oh, are you?
I don't know it.
Okay.
But Smooth by Santana came out around that.
No, that's too early for Smooth. I feel like
1999?
Smooth was like...
No.
2003-ish.
Was it? Okay.
But, you know, right. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
I just like that sort of... We have shut up, haven't we?
Oh, my God, it is.
Oh, my God.
It is. Tassie.
Am I?
That is
a genius.
Quick.
I never knew that the same as the emotion that I had from you. Got that kind of love that makes you be so true.
Yeah.
Give me your heart.
Singers. We're definitely not singers.
Well done, Tassie. Did anyone beat you out there?
I beat all of the phones.
No one's answering.
No one had called through at that point in time, but it was very early. I just took a stab.
You did.
That samba beat.
Yeah,
you know.
It did. It did sound like a kind of tropical type of vibe. The song's obviously called Smooth.
Yes.
The clue that they've given us, the synonym clue.
Oh, I don't know.
What could it be?
I don't know.
Suave.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Touch this.
Stop. Tidbit time.
Alrighty, let's get rid of the information on our sheet for the day. It needs to get out into the ether so we can move on with our lives.
Yeah, we need to purge it from the show.
This is a cool one, though. If you're someone who takes public transport, then up until the state election, which is happening later this year, you're only going to have to pay 50 cents to travel anywhere in Queensland on public transport.
Yeah, how cool is that? Doesn't matter how long the journey is, I'm pretty sure, as well. So you can just hop on the train or the bus or whatever, 50 cents.
Does that mean you reckon you can get...
50 cents.
Because it doesn't apply to privately owned transport services. What's the train to Brisbane?
What's a
connection buses and stuff, you know, like transfers.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that was public transport anyway.
But then privately, like, what's the train to Brisbane?
Is that a
TransLink?
Yeah.
So it's free to get to Brisbane?
Yes. Well, not pretty much. 50 cents.
That's sick. 50 cents. You can't get anything for 50 cents.
I feel
cents.
Like you're reading this for the first time. You're the one teaching us.
I know. Well,
you're
I
like, hang on a second.
I put it on the information sheet and then it's only just hit me that's actually very cheap.
I've seen the videos up on the socials. It looks like, jump on your public transport and it's 50 cents wherever you want to go for the next month or two. It's good because it'll get lots more people using it, a lot more people off the roads. It's a great idea.
Oh, should we go down to Brisbane just because we can?
And then back, a dollar. Total.
You can't get anything for a dollar
these days. Dollar return.
That is huge. All right, well, stop driving your silly cars and get on public transport.
Glad you said cars there. Gee. Sorry. Sunny Coast, we've got 10 minutes left of the show. Keep with us. Stay with us.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.